Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Have a unique perspective today. I decided with the NFL season, or I guess I should say the Pittsburgh Steelers reporting to training camp Thursday, the 27th of July, depends on when you're listening to this podcast. I felt it would be fitting for me to get questions from the fans and answer them. And instead of doing the written form, which is something I do regularly on the website, I decided to do it in an audio form with podcast. And I went on our Twitter handle. If you don't follow us, if you have a Twitter account and you want to follow us, I strongly suggest that you do. Our handle is at BT Steel Curtain. That's at BT Steel Curtain. And I just put it out there. We're going to do a question and answer, a mailbag, so to speak. What questions do you have? And we had a lot of good questions, and I decided to go through and pick out some ones that I thought were very appropriate for what's coming up with training camp. Have some really good questions. Some inquiries were a little bit stranger, but nonetheless, I did want to highlight one of those because it really shows kind of the mentality of a lot of people that are Steeler fans, and I'll get to that later on. But still, if you're listening and you're on Twitter and this is your question, by all means, thumbs up. You did a good job, and I'm going to answer your question. So without further ado, let's get to the mailbag. We're going to dig in, and we're going to answer probably about 5 questions today regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers as they approach training camp this Thursday at St. Vincent College in La Trobe. First and foremost, Eugene Manorino, I apologize if I butchered your name. It's at Steelman2Ns58. Here is his question. How many wide receivers and cornerbacks do the Steelers keep? And this kind of also plays into Sam Beagley, which is at S. Beagley, B-E-G-H-L-E-Y, if you want to give those guys a follow. He asked the same question. He said, who do you see as being the wide receivers on the 53-man roster this year? Let's talk about wide receivers first. This is going to be one of the best training camp battles to watch. And it's not so much because, well, it's just out of necessity and you have this, that, and the other. There are some really talented players that are not going to make the team. And so here's the players that we're looking at. You obviously have Antonio Brown. Martavis Bryant is back in the fold. Sammy Coates, Eli Rogers, Darius Hayward-Bay, Juju Smith-Schuster. Don't forget about Justin Hunter as a free agent pickup and DeMarcus Ayers. And you can also throw in Kobe Hamilton. That's 9. And you don't even go into Kanan Severn. That's 10. 10 players, okay? So you take a look at those 10. Let's look at the locks first. The locks to make the team, in my opinion, are Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, and Eli Rogers. Those 3 guys are the locks to make the team. Outside of those 3 players, I'm going to add Juju Smith-Schuster as another lock. I forgot about him. He's a second-round draft pick. They're not going to cut him unless he has an injury or an arrest or something like that. And even then, they probably still wouldn't release him as a rookie. Those are 4 players. I think they're going to keep 6 wide receivers on the team. I don't see them keeping 7 unless they find one guy who's just going to be a specialist. DeMarcus Ayers could possibly be that guy. He has return capabilities. Maybe they keep him for special teams, but let's talk about the players who I immediately think are not going to make the team. Kobe Hamilton, unfortunately, I think is going to be the odd man out. He is played well last year, just not at the caliber that the Steelers need at the wide receiver position. I don't think he makes the team. Also, Justin Hunter, unless he absolutely has a tremendous camp, when they brought Martavis Bryant back, I think that was kind of the writing on the wall that he's probably not going to make the team. He could come out and surprise a lot of folks. And honestly, he would be in a race with a guy like Sammy Coates, and we're going to talk about him in a second. DeMarcus Ayers, unless they keep him as a return specialist, a punt return specialist, someone that could also return kickoffs, I see them trying to put him on the practice squad, and I think that's dangerous because I think that he would get poached just like Travis Feeney did last year for the Steelers, the outside linebacker from the Saints. I think that's what they're going to try to do. So now you have this race between, you've got Sammy Coates, Darius Hayward-Bay, battling kind of for those last few spots on the wide receiver depth chart. Who's going to make the team? I think they're both going to make the team. I honestly, they love Darius Hayward-Bay. He's a leader. He's a veteran. He plays special teams. He is a true team player. Sammy Coates, he's a former third-round pick. He was very productive before he injured his hands last season. Unless he comes out of camp and is dropping everything thrown his way, then I don't think that they're going to release him. I think they're going to keep him. He's on a rookie rookie contract. It's very reasonably priced. And so there you have Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, Eli Rogers, Juju Smith-Schuster, Darius Hayward-Bey, Sammy Coates, six wide receivers. I would be shocked. And if they're going to release one of those two players out of Coates and Hayward-Bey, in my opinion, they release Hayward-Bey. He has he's costing them more money. I don't think the dead money is that big a deal on his contract that he signed before the 2016 season. And if he does go, I think they have DeMarcus Harris to kind of move in there. So that's the wide receiver position. Great question, by the way. Next, we go to the cornerbacks. The cornerbacks are very difficult to narrow down. You look at the locks, again, we have Ross Cockrell, Artie Burns. Some people are saying that William Gay is not a lock. I think he is a lock to make the team. He's veteran, good player, versatile, can play inside and outside. He's someone that you need on the team. Cameron Sutton, I think he's a lock this year. That's four. I think they keep five. Who's that fifth going to be? Is it going to be someone like Senquez Golson, who's never even played a preseason snap? I don't know. Is it Brian Allen, the rookie, who's a huge man, as a possible outside cornerback? There's a lot of potential there, but I don't know if he makes the team. That might be a practice squad guy. This is going to be a tough battle to watch. The Steelers need cornerback help. I think they keep five cornerbacks. Who that fifth is, that's going to be a training camp battle to watch. If I had to give my prediction, I think Senquez Golson stays healthy and they keep him, and they try to put Allen on the practice squad, and I think that's... here I am talking, and I totally forgot about Cody Sensabaugh. Cody Sensabaugh, who's a free agent pickup for him in the secondary, is going to play a role in the secondary as well. So, what exactly is going to be happening? What exactly are we going to be doing in terms of the cornerback situation? It's going to be a battle between Golson, Sensabaugh, and Allen. Again, it's going to be who outplays the other in terms of between Golson and Sensabaugh. Golson does not have the experience, NFL experience, but some might say he has more upside if he can stay healthy and he can return back to the form that made him a second-round pick for the Steelers. So, great questions. Let's go to Buckles. That's what his name is, and his Twitter handle is at Museful Buckles, M-U-S-E-F-U-L Buckles, spelled like a buckle. His question is, I know people think it was just him being a drama queen, but I believe Ben, he's talking about Roethlisberger, was serious about retirement. Think this could be his last year. I think it could be. I think it all depends on how the year goes. Roethlisberger is a player who it just kind of seems like is enjoying just playing now. I think that he wants to win so bad, but I think that ultimately he just enjoys being there with the guys. But I think that the way that last year ended, the Antonio Brown Facebook thing, I think that the players weren't really focused. And when they went up to New England, they got shellacked. And that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. It's not that Roethlisberger hasn't toyed with retirement before. He has. I just think he still has that desire to play. I think he has at least two more years left in him. That's this year and another. And then that's when the serious, serious retirement talks. But you know what? If he comes out in 2017 and has an injury-plagued season, that's not going to be good. That's where he could say, you know what, my body can't take it anymore, I'm done. If he stays healthy the entire season, the offensive line keeps him clean, he doesn't have those nagging knee injuries, hand, arm stuff, then maybe he says, you know what, I could do this again. So we'll see. But that's my prediction there. I think he has two more years left in him, and then even maybe longer than that, we'll see how his health is and how the team plays and how the organization runs itself. Next question, who is the sleeper to look for in camp on both sides of the ball? Again, it's a tough question because there's a lot of positions, a lot of players who could certainly make a name for themselves, so to speak. I think the sleeper to look for in camp on the defensive side, I want to say Senquez Golson. I really do. No one's given this kid any credit. Even Kevin Colbert, 2 years off. I think that he is a player. I think he's a perfect slot cornerback for the Steelers. He's quick, good ball skills. He's not afraid of contact. He is a second-round draft pick for a reason. I'm going to save Golson. I think he's going to stay healthy. I think he's going to actually be the player they thought they had. I'll give him my sleeper pick for defense. On offense, it's tough because everyone there is such a veteran-laden player. There's really no surprises on that side. But I would say... if I'm going to be a sleeper, he's going to make the team. I think Eli Rogers is going to have a big year this year. I think he is really setting himself up for a breakout year. he started to turn it on with Roethlisberger. They really had a good rapport in the second half of last season. I think he really is going to be a solid piece to their puzzle on the offensive side of the football. I like Eli Rogers to be the sleeper on offense. No one's really talking about him. Everyone's talking about Martavis and Antonio Brown, rightfully so, but this guy can play too. And so the last question we have before we sign off today is from JD. His Twitter handle is at UpJiceCat, I guess, UpJiceCat. And this is kind of some of the questions that I get on Twitter on a regular basis. He said, how long until Bell and or Bryant get hurt or suspended, thus ruining our season? His prediction was 3 games. I'm not a pessimist. I'm more of a realist. And all I know is that right now, there's no suspensions at the beginning of the year that we know of. That Bryant's been a model citizen. That Bell has been a model citizen in terms of suspensions. You can never bank on injury. Even Roethlisberger, who has only played 16 full regular season games 3 times in his career, you can't bank on him getting hurt. I do think that the risk is there every time a player steps onto the football field. But to answer your question, I think that these two players are going to stay healthy. I think Ben's going to stay healthy. I think this team has a legitimate chance at a Super Bowl. And health, as he referred to, as JD referred to, is paramount when it comes to that. So with that said, the mailbag is up. Answered a lot of good questions. We appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. That's at BT Steel Curtain. If you're a Facebook person, a fan of Facebook, you can follow us there as well. It's facebook.com/behindthesteelcurtain, all spelled out in one word. And make sure you check us out on behindthesteelcurtain.com. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of That Said website. We'll see you next time. Bye.